We'll start the meeting, the Orange County of Orange Public Financing Advisory Committee meeting for March 13, 2025 is called in session. We'll start with the approval of minutes from the May 9th, 2024 meeting, which I believe we do not have a quorum of attendees, so we will have to table that for the next meeting, I think. Is that the correct protocol? I think it is. We don't have a quorum.
We have a quorum, but only one of us attended the meeting.
A quorum of the prior.
And it's the chair.
So we'll table the approval until the next meeting. The next item of business is the election of public finance, the PFAC committee chair and vice chair. And so I'll go ahead and make a nomination.
What's our rotation?
Rotation is sequential order of the district's appointment.
So Min would be next.
So Min Chai would be next to you, the current vice chair. However, she has suggested that she not serve as chair due to time constraints. So my suggestion would be to go the next in order and go third district and fourth district. Of course, the committee can do whatever they want with the three.
Here, so maybe to teach her a lesson, we'll
So, Mr. Chair, with your permission, I'd like to make a motion to nominate you as chairman and myself as vice.
I'll second.
A motion seconded for the minutes. It was made by Wallace and seconded by Justin. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passed. So, as chair, it is my pleasure to make a nomination of vice chair to that would be. Wallace, you're up. You're next. So I nominate Wallace as vice chair of PFAC for the coming year. Motion's on the table. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Duly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion duly passes. Okay. Next item, item number four on the agenda is the recommendation to the Board of Supervisors for the qualified panels of bond disclosure counsel, municipal advisor, and underwriters. Underwriter for future County of Orange financing. Okay, is there a presentation?
CEO Budget and Finance staff is requesting PFAC's recommendation to the Board of Supervisors to establish qualified panels of bond and disclosure counsel, municipal advisor, and underwriter for future county financing. The last qualified panel was presented to PFAC and the board in 2020 for bond and disclosure counsel and in 2022 for underwriter. The request for qualifications was released in November 2024, and three separate evaluation panels were convened to evaluate responses and determine if firms should be included on the qualified panel. The second part is that only firms then on the qualified panels will be invited to participate in request for proposals when there is a future financing. And we have representatives from most of the firms here today. If you have any questions, and so am I.
Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
We have four to consider for this, is that correct? We have four to consider for this?
For the bond
counsel. Three panels.
Right. For this particular panel, we have four candidates.
For bond and disclosure counsel, four firms, municipal advisor, five firms, and underwriter has 19 firms.
Can we find out who is present on this list in the audience today?
Can you raise your hand if you're present for bond and disclosure counsel?
Perhaps. Yeah, identify yourself.
Identify yourself and who you're representing, please.
Hi, I'm Haley Ritter, and I'm representing ORIC today for Bond and Disclosure Council.
I'm David Plisco from Alamo Capital.
That's underwriter.
Yes.
Good afternoon, all. I'm Christina Togla from Hawkinsdale Field and Wood.
Lawrence. Okay, so there's already been basically, the RFQ is a pre-screening, right?
Yes.
And it pretty much is, as I understood it, who were screened before, went through the RFQ process last time. And so we went through and did the screening, and these are the four that we want to consider for recommendation to the Board of Supervisors as to who to appoint.
Correct. They were on the prior qualified panel.
So do we know at this point, do they make a recommendation?
Does staff have a recommendation?
Yes, our recommendation is to include all the folks listed on, I think it's in the staff report.
Yeah, staff report, the first item.
It's the first, yeah.
First action.
We're at the bottom of page two, staff report.
Justin, any questions or any?
I have no question. I guess, well, how often does the RFQs go out for bonded? Is it every 4 years, basically?
About 4 to 5 for Bond and Disclosure Council, and municipal advisors, about 3 to 4.
Okay. Understand it. You're making a recommendation to, instead of doing all these selections at once, to stagger them so that the Bond and Disclosure Council, I think, what, in 4 years, and then
Yeah, every once in a while, we need all three at one time. It's just how it.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, got it. Any other questions? Any other?
The panel that the evaluators, were any of them PFAC members?
Yes, for Bond and Disclosure Council, many was.
Okay. Kind of curious about the dissenting vote on two of them. What led to that?
I believe that was probably because of no recent right. County of Orange experience.
Okay.
That's my interpretation. Okay, there being no other questions or any other comments, I'll ask for a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
I'll move.
Bond and Disclosure Council.
I'll second.
Justin made the motion, seconded by Wallace. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And opposed? So the motion passes. Next on the agenda is the...
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah. Should we go to the next item for municipal advisor qualified panels? Okay.
Did you have any comments about the process?
Yeah, it was the same process for all three.
Any questions?
My question again is, who's present on this list?
Good afternoon, Anna Sarabian.
Your name is what?
Anna Sarabian.
Now my turn, right? Yes. David Plisco, Alamo Capital. David Plisco, Alamo Capital.
That's for the underwriter.
That's the underwriters.
I promise we're going to get to
it. I got last minute told to come by from my Nancy.
So Sperry Capital is not present?
Yeah. Sperry is not present?
We did not.
We were not
recommending
them. Okay, so... Of the seven that are listed, which is staff recommending?
Page three in the staff report, there's five: CSG, Fieldman, Frasca, Cannon, and PFM.
Okay, so we're excluding Sperry.
Five and seven. Cosman and Sperry.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so there's five.
Of the ones that were recommended, all are present.
I'm sorry?
Of the ones that were recommended, all are present.
Got it.
Okay, that's great. I think it's good that they're here.
Any questions? If not, the floor is open for a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
I'll move.
Motion is made by Justin.
I'll second.
Seconded by Wallace. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion unanimously passes. Congratulations to the five that are approved and are in attendance. Okay, the next is the recommendation to the Board of Supervisors to approve to nominate the underwriters for future financings. Staff, any comments?
Mm-hmm.
So are all of these approved?
If you're looking at the summary, one was not recommended.
Okay.
But the 19 of the 20 were.
Okay. Which one is not?
Loop.
Number 9. The one that got a resounding no in all boxes.
Well, you know, yeah, they put themselves in the running, so I guess that counts for something.
Hey, you got to try, right?
That's right.
Miss 100% of the swings you don't take.
Yeah.
Well, you know, David is here from Alamo.
This is your moment to shine. And introduce yourself. I know you've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, this was the last minute for me because the president couldn't make it down here. David Plisco, Alamo Capital.
Thank you. Who's here for Barclays?
Carmen Vargas, Barclays.
Maybe we'll try it that way.
Yeah,
B of A? B of A didn't come?
I just
want to
mention some folks couldn't make it for legitimate reasons.
Right?
A little bit of hail, perhaps? All right. Keep that in mind when their name comes up. But okay. All right. Cabrera?
Jack Woodall for Cabrera.
Jack Goodman.
Goldman.
I'm sorry,
Goldman.
No? Okay. Hilltop.
Joshua Lentz from Hilltop.
And Jeffries.
Let us know in advance that you would not be able to make it.
Okay. JP.
Oh.
Mr. Morgan here? Okay. Okay, we already know that they're not coming. Mischler?
Scott Kirsch from Mischler Financial Group.
Thank you, Scott. Morgan Stanley?
Clemente Camacho
from Morgan Stanley. I'm sorry, one more time with Clemente Camacho. And Piper? Chris?
Raul Mesqua with Ramirez.
Raymond James?
Harley Hoy.
Harley
Hoy.
Thank you for being here.
We got a couple more. RBC?
Oh, yeah. RBC.
Quinn?
Julian.
Yeah. Robert Breed?
Alex Petursky with Robert W. Baird.
Siebert Williams.
Grace Ewan with Siebert Williams Shank.
Grace. Stifel.
Sarah Brown with Stifel.
Wells Fargo.
Hi, Julia Kim.
I would personally like to thank all of you who came today. I know you consider all this a formality, but we as the commissioners do take it seriously, and we take notice of who attends and who is willing to be here to answer questions. We you never know, especially if Sherry was here, she'd have a question for every one of you. So we appreciate that you're present, and I appreciate it. And it is noted, and I'll kind of take notice of that when your names come up again for further review. So with that, I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Motion is made.
I'll second.
And seconded. Duly seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion unanimously carries. And I'd also like to add that I know that there's a lot of work that staff puts into in the entire committee. So thank you for for doing that. As Wallace mentioned, this is very important. I mean, basically, our job is oversight. I mean, we don't have the authority or power to take action or even to recommend action. Our only authority is to make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors. But we do take that seriously, and we rely on your expertise to guide us in carrying out that duty. So again, thank you.
Is that it?
There's a public session.
Public, any public comments?
No? Let's see here. Yeah, public section, public comments. No one from the public?
No one from the public. You know, I was reminded that the last meeting lasted for 22 minutes, which was, I believe, a record. And my first duly assigned a meeting that I'm conducting, I think I might have broken it. So,
it's a 14 minutes, you're right.
Tight meeting, Member Carney.
Thank you, yes.
Just to be quick, I don't want to break any records here. Like I said, but just in regards to the meeting minutes, it's my error. I neglected to realize that several of the committee members were not present at the prior meeting. What we'll do in the future, it's important that we get the minutes approved just at each meeting. It's not anything to worry about today, but we will try to go forward a recording. Usually these meetings are recorded to the committee members if this happens again in the future. So you can review the prior meetings and then be able to approve the minutes.
Well, is it possible to, in advance of this meeting, to distribute to the members that were in attendance at the prior meeting to give their approval, or does it have to take place at this actual in-person meeting?
I think if a member is going to be taking any sort of an action in terms of approving a recommendation, they would have to be present at the meeting. Okay. So if somebody wasn't to be present today, they couldn't give approval for the minutes.
Got it. Thank you.
So if I may ask the chair, with one of us who was present for that meeting, is that sufficient to pass the minutes?
I don't believe so, because I think it would, you know, it wouldn't meet the qualifications for being a quorum with the committee. We would need to go to have at least, three members of the committee to be a quorum, and with only one member approving. I don't think it would be best. I think it would be better to go and give the committee members an opportunity to review the audio recording of that prior meeting, and then the next meeting we could approve the minutes from this meeting and the prior meeting.
And I guess we would document that the individuals that are not at the current meeting had an opportunity to review and approve in advance and record that into the
record. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It would be documented, and we could go and note that there was an audio recording. It's just in regards to it's a business record essentially for the committee for the minutes, and so it's important they do eventually get approved.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that recommendation and clarification. Yes.
Just a quick comment. I wanted to say, having been through a recruitment or a procurement myself recently, nicely done, staff. Like, I know it takes a lot of time to go through this entire list, so nicely done. And there's a lot of familiar faces out in the crowd, so and names. So, congratulations, all who got accepted.
Any comments from staff in terms of status of anything we've covered in recent meetings that you want to present to us?
The only thing that comes to mind immediately is if you haven't filled out your Form 700, please do so as soon as possible.
And that's due April
1? April 1st.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Staff has been very diligent about reminding you.
I have no doubt.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. No public comments, no committee comments. The next meeting is, when is the next meeting?
May 8th.
So in 2 months. And so the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
All right. And a personal best, 18 minutes.
Steph Curry.